Forrest Schomburg was wrongfully convicted of sexually assaulting a Madison student in 2002. In 2012, the claims board denied his claim for $100,000 in compensation and legal fees. Soon after, Schomburg died of an apparent drug overdose. Schomburg's estate refiled his claim, and this week the state agreed to pay the family $97,000, $20,000 for his time in prison, and $77,000 to cover the legal fees the family paid to prove his innocence. Nathan Otis represents Schomburg's estate.
It is an important acknowledgement of the wrong done to Mr. Schomburg, and that, you know, the fact that he's since passed, that doesn't erase that wrong that the system did him.
Otis says one aspect of the claims board decision does trouble him. Schomburg was eligible to receive $5,000 for each year of wrongful incarceration for a total of $30,000, but the board only gave him $20,000. In the ruling, the board says the reduction accounts for the fact that Schomburg was convicted of a firearms violation after his release. Otis says that logic seems unfair.
I don't think that, you know, the time that somebody spends wrongfully incarcerated should be affected by what they do afterwards, whether they're a model citizen or they're not. That injury still remains, and really that's the point of this compensation.
There are two competing bills pending in the state legislature right now that would increase the amount of compensation for people who are wrongfully convicted. Wisconsin offers one of the lowest compensation amounts in the country. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.